Welcome to Ask Allie, your go-to source for some amazing life advice with a metaphysical twist. I'm Allie, the host of the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts. That's right, since 2005, I've been helping people just like you navigate the mystical world of self-discovery, spiritual growth, and exploration. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024, and I'm so excited you're tuning in to give me a listen. If you love this episode and want to learn more, please head over to outofbodyecstasy.com. You'll find many resources and information there, including how to book a reading with me. And don't forget, if you're feeling extra generous, please subscribe and give this episode a 5-star rating, leave a review, share it with 3 friends. Together, we can create a community of like-minded spiritual individuals working toward creating a better life for ourselves and others. We are on season 19. This is episode number 12. Mercury retrograde does not end until next Thursday. So we got 1.5 weeks left. And then it should be done for a little bit. So hold on. We're almost done. Menopausal women, if you're suffering from a low libido, head over to thepassionzone.com where I can help you out with that. Moving forward, let's go with the magical item of the week. And this week we're talking about an herb called aster. The gender it represents is feminine, the planet of Venus, the element of water, and the power of love. The aster was sacred to all the gods and was placed on temple altars during festive occasions by the classical Greeks. Use in love sachets or carry the bloom to win love. So, grow in the garden with a wish for love. Now, if you want to see what an aster looks like, head over to this episode's post at outofbodyecstasy.com. Moving forward, let's talk about the oracle card overview of the week for April 15, 2024. And I hope if you're in the United States that you have your taxes turned in, or at least applied for a, like that completely left my brain. Yeah. Extension. Ooh, I got a little worried there for a second. Come on, Al. Let's think. Now, if you want to see a picture of the cards that I'm about to draw, please visit this episode's post on outofbodyecstasy.com. All right. So let's see what this week is going to bring us. I'm always interested. Now, beginning of a fresh new week, the possibilities are endless. What's coming up? All right. So we have card number 1, card number 2, right? And lastly, card number 3. Yeah. Let's put those there. Let's take these cards and put them back where they belong. Can I tell you what deck I'm using? I don't remember if I did or not. I'm using the Gateway Oracle Cards by Denise Lynn. All right. So let's see what this week brings us. Excuse me. All right. So for Monday and Tuesday, the 15th and 16th, we have emerging into grace. I open my soul to grace. It's all about grace and gratitude for what you already have. You know, you might not like where you're at. You may not like your job. You may not like your partner. You may not like your kids, you may not like life, but you're still alive. And the fact that you're still alive by any means is a fact that you should show grace and gratitude toward. Because if you're alive, you can change something. You can't change anything if you're dead, correct? So Monday and Tuesday is emerging into grace. On Wednesday and Thursday, we have accepting what is, which goes with the card I just mentioned. I accept and I embrace my inner magistrate. We accept ourselves for who we are. We are all flawed individuals with immense potential, even if we can't see it. Everything that is in front of us, a lot of the times are made by choices. Sometimes choices are made for us. But getting yourself into the situation where choices are made for us is still a choice itself. So no matter if You're the one calling all the shots, or somebody else is right now. Always remember that you are a magnificent human being, that you are truly a wonderful person. All right? Don't ever forget that. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have Stepping into Stillness. My power is born in the majesty of silence. It's not really being quiet for the full weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Really taking stock of your life. Is your life where you want it? Can you change your life? What would happen if you got out of your own way? All right, to reiterate, Monday and Tuesday, we have Emerging into Grace. I open my soul to grace and gratitude. Wednesday and Thursday, Accepting What Is. I accept and embrace my inner magistry. You are an awesome human being. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have Stepping into Stillness. My power is born in the majesty of silence. How is your life? What can you change? Okay, what would your life look like if you got out of your own way? That is the magical question of the day. And that's actually our topic this week. Get out of your own way and unlock the path to your success. And you know, I thought of this. Because I was talking to somebody about some PR, and they kept asking me, why aren't you well known? Why don't people everywhere know who you are? That's me. It's my fault. And I go, oh, come on, really? I go, no, really. At the end of the day, the buck stops with me and my decisions and what decisions I've made, what decisions I'm going to make. Buck stops with me. At least in my life here in the United States in Ohio, I am able to dictate what I do. I've designed my life that way. And in doing so, it has many wonderful things. But I am my own worst enemy. 100%. If I'm not where everyone thinks I should be, it's because I'm in my own way. All right. So today we're delving into something quite transformative. It's really the idea of getting out of your own way. It really is a curious thought, isn't it? How often we are the architects of our own obstacles. Today we'll explore what it really means to remove those self-imposed barriers and how doing so can dramatically change our lives and personal growth, business, and our spiritual journey. So let's start with some visualization. Close your eyes, mark out the distractions, allow yourself to sink into whatever you're sitting in. Of course, unless you're driving, then eyes wide open and do this when you get home, all right? Imagine you're on a journey along a path through a beautiful, vibrant forest. This path represents your life's journey. Now, see yourself walking with ease. Each step is light and purposeful. Ahead of you, the path splits into several branches, each leading to different aspects of your life. One toward personal relationships, another toward career success, and yet another toward spiritual fulfillment. Now imagine that there are no obstacles, no blocks, no hurdles, just a clear path ahead. How does that feel? What does it look like? It's invigorating, isn't it? That's the power of getting out of your own way. I want you to come back to the present. Start becoming aware of your surroundings. And when you feel ready, open your eyes. Now, let's talk about how you can achieve this clarity and freedom. Here are some actionable steps to help clear the path for success in every area of your life. Step one, cultivate self-awareness. Begin by reflecting deeply on your personal barriers. What internal dialogues hold you back? Mine, personally, is imposter syndrome. I'm not good enough. Now, logically, I know I'm good enough. The feeling I get from past comments from people is that I've held that internally. All right? I use journaling. I use meditation. You can even go to therapy if you want. All right. Nice motorcycle pass through here. It is 76 here in Ohio. Nice and sunny, and all the windows are open. So here we go. Or you can even go to therapy to unearth and confront these hurdles. Understanding yourself is the cornerstone of personal transformation. Step two, you want to define clear goals with a clear understanding of your barriers. Set time aside to come up with precise, achievable goals, whether it's professional advancement, enhancing personal relationships, or deepening your spiritual practices. Clear goals guide your steps on that unobstructed path we visualized. Step three, foster a growth mindset. Embrace challenges as opportunities. Adopt a mindset that views setbacks as essential to personal development. Rather, growth is a journey, and every journey has its bumps. The key is to keep moving forward. Step four, organize your life. Disorganization can be a major self-imposed barrier. Prioritize tasks and manage your time efficiently. Techniques like the Eisenhower box or the Pomodoro technique, these are timers, just to let you guys know, can be incredibly effective in keeping you focused and on track. So I suggest that you Google either one of those. And number five, engage with feedback. We often miss what's right in front of us. Engage mentors and peers to gain insights into your blind spots. Constructive criticism is a gift. It shows us ways we can improve and helps validate the process we're making. Step six, practice self-compassion. On this path, be kind to yourself as you would be to others. We really are meaner to ourselves, and I've said this in the past, we are our own biggest bully. We would never talk to other people like we talk to us. Self-compassion fosters resilience, empowering you to navigate through difficulties with grace, remember that was one of our cards, and perseverance. As you implement these steps, visualize regularly the clear path in the forest. Imagine yourself walking it daily, steadily moving toward your goals. This is not just about achieving success. It's about leading a fulfilled, enriched life at the end of your days. I don't want you with regret saying, what if? What if I would have taken that chance? What if I would have done that? I don't want any what ifs at the end of any of our lives. Remember, the path is yours to clear, and each step you take is a step toward a more liberated, joyful life. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me here at Ask Allie today. I hope you enjoyed the episode and got something out of it. If you liked what you heard, please take a moment to rate and review the episode. The more people who listen equals the more people that can help have their aha moments. And speaking of helping others, remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok for even more tips, tricks, and inspiration. And last, but certainly not least, if no one's told you today, let me be the first to say it. You are fabulous. Take care of yourself and have a magical week. Catch you next time. Feeling isolated or ridiculed for your spiritual beliefs can be deeply painful. At Mystical Minds, you'll find a welcoming community where your unique journey is understood and honored. Dive into the world of exclusive resources like intention grids, personalized weekly card pulls, and early access to powerful crystals, all while connecting with fellow seekers in our monthly online chats and webinars. Say goodbye to doubt and embrace a supportive space where being different is your strength. Click the link in the show's notes to learn more about Mystical Minds and join us to begin your mystical journey of growth and acceptance.